I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
As you just like threw something on your desk.
I was trying to take a quick drink of water after my gardening moment and it didn't.
It wasn't quiet.
It wasn't as smooth as I wanted it to be. So sorry.
It was an OPA moment. You know?
It was.
Like when you break the glass.
I did watch one of the Greek wedding movies over my weekend last weekend. So,
I've never seen those movies.
They're so good. Add them to the list.
Are they good? They just seem.
I love them.
Yeah. But you love a good rom com where they you like the friend, you know, the cheesy. That's what I mean. It just seems a little boring to me.
Oh my God. Not if you garden. I think it's life changing.
I feel like I'd probably fall asleep.
No, you would not. Because I would sit there and I would go, Leslie, look at this part. Like, our friends by now have seen the video of us.
The Twilight
watching
video.
A movie. Uh-huh. And I am the worst person to watch a movie with because I ask 1,000 questions whether you've seen the movie or not.
Oh, see, it worked in that situation because I have, in fact, seen the movie just a couple of times. Not very many. But just a small amount, but so it was okay in that situation, but no, you were fine. You were just fine.
Yeah, well, my husband, like, we went and saw, you know, we used to, when we both had Fridays off, we would go to our morning dates where we'd go at like 9 a.m to go watch a movie. We'd be the only ones in the theater. And we watched a movie that had Julia Roberts and George Clooney. Couldn't remember the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But it came out like last year. And so I asked all of these questions and my husband was like, I don't know, Amber, I have the same amount of information as you.
Like, he's like, we're literally seeing it for the first time.
I haven't seen it. Yeah. And then I stopped asking those questions and I started asking deep questions. Like, I got really emotional and was like, what if Ravioli moves to a different country and finds a boy that she likes and marries him and moves to his country? Because that's the gist of the movie.
I was like, was that prominent in this movie? Yes. Or was this just
that's
like
what happened?
Oh, okay. I thought you were just like, it's like an action. It's like James Bond. And you're like, oh my God, what if Rav like finds the Prince Charming in Scotland? And Lithuania. No,
that was the whole movie.
Oh, okay. That's good. At least it was relevant.
It was relevant. But good, I like, I'm asking Craig this deep question and like our daughter's like 6 months old.
And you're in and the movie theater like, that's like blasting. And, it's like so loud. And he's like.
Yeah. And it's dark.
He's like, Amber.
And his legs are kicked up because it's one of those recliner chairs.
Oh, yeah. No, I can see it very clearly as if I was a fly on the wall.
Yeah, so I accept that I am not a good person to watch movies or TV with. Like, I do accept that.
No, I thought you were fine. My experience was not anywhere near what you just described. But I also do that to Robbie, so.
I just think it's more fun to, like, watch the movie because I want to know what you're thinking while you watch it.
Sometimes I don't even think about it. I think my cat just rang my bell at my door, kind of scared me for a minute. I lost my train of thought. I thought someone was coming into my house.
Trauma.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me. I kind of look like George Washington right now in my picture.
No, I love it. It's your natural hair. It's so pretty.
I feel like I have like a million head.
This morning when it was still kind of like wet, I was like, oh my God, it's so cute.
No, it's crazy. Anyway, we've just completely sidetracked, but
we have. But
we
that's
were talking
okay.
about something funny. Oh, I think it was watching the movie together. It was fun.
Yes. Yeah, it was great. So if you haven't seen the video, head over to TikTok. the whole thing's up there. I didn't have to do the parts or anything. So everyone's favorite time where you get one video and you get to see the whole thing.
And it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty funny too. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. So more to come with that. We're going to drop an episode a month of us watching a movie. You know what will be coming up in the next couple of episodes because we're just going to go through the Twilight series.
For at least the next three, right? Because there's four movies in total. I don't know. I can't remember. But
yeah. Either way, you'll find out.
You will find out.
All right, friends. Well, should we talk about what we're going to talk about tonight?
Yes, I'm very excited because it's one of my favorite topics, really.
You know, I said this to you like literally within 24 hours. but like when we have conversations about what our favorite things are, I realize like your back must hurt from carrying the team because you are significantly into weirder stuff than I am.
I thought you were going to say because you are significantly weirder than I am. No. And you are exactly right. I am significantly weirder. That's okay. Honestly, it's all good.
I just have to like tap back in. Like, I just feel like I'm on the wrong side of TikTok right now. Like, I'm not seeing any cool stuff right now. Mine's all political and it's making me very stressed.
Oh, no. See, and I haven't been on TikTok very much. So I'll get on and I'll start sending you some good stuff.
Yeah, please. So I can get on like weird TikTok.
Because I'm a weirdo for sure.
Yeah, I love it.
but no, we'll just jump in. We're talking about possessions. So very excited.
Yeah. So, Leslie, this is one of your favorite things. I'm pretty sure we had an episode back in Old Moon, Old Us that was about possessions.
It was. Friendship boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Look at you ready to give the information.
I was ready to name drop. I looked it up. Yeah. But also, I remembered because we talked about that was like something we talked about as kids. Like, which you didn't remember. Do you remember that now? Did I spark that memory for you?
Remind me. I haven't listened to that episode in forever.
Oh, that we, when we were kids, we talked about if one of us had gotten possessed, that like you just can't come back from that. So like we would be friends forever for no matter what, except if one of us got possessed, we'd be like,
that is,
I'm sorry, I can't be friends with you. Like, I literally can't. Like, do you remember? And so
I do. No, I actually, yes, you sparked the memory. I remember it's in the era of forcing you to watch horror movies. Yeah. And I'm sure we just watched a possession movie and it just like fucked us up. Yeah. And we were like, okay, there's our limit.
So that's why it was called friendship boundaries. Yeah, because it was that was our limit. Like, and now I'd just be like, rock on. Like, that's my best friend. You know what I mean? Like, that I would be okay
she
with
gets
it.
Me.
She a real bad bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now it's fine. But
yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to save that little clip of audio and just play it whenever I'm having a bad day. That was the best thing ever.
That's my best friend. She a real bad bitch. You know that song by like...
I do know.
Is it Saweetie or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, I do really like possessions because demons and demonology really fascinate me, to be honest.
Well, and you know, I always thought it was interesting. You hated watching like the horror movies, but you were the one that wanted to watch the ghost adventure stuff. And that stuff scared me way more than the horror movies did.
I think I'm more scared of humans than I am of like ghosts and demons.
Yeah. Like, yeah. For like sure. You. Yeah.
Like The Purge, The Strangers. Mm-hmm. Those really scare the Texas Chainsaw. Like those really scare the fuck out of me because they're about people. Being
freaking out
really fucked up. Yeah, but like Shutter Island, like you know, Stephen King, like The Shining, like I like that kind of scary.
Yeah,
that shit doesn't scare me. Maybe it should.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Well,
and like I forced you to, so there's a little bit, you know, of the tables were more even than we thought.
Yes. I mean, I was still terrified
because I tortured you with those
scary ones that I just said.
Scary movies. And you made me watch Ghost Adventures at your house.
I loved. But see, I didn't watch like The Haunting in Connecticut. Those were, I know we watched that one on like a date because I remember I was in that in your dad's chair and I was like fucking terrified. I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm just like having this aha moment that I get every once in a while when we share normal experiences that
we had.
Yeah. And like, I'm sure I was very vocal about being freaked out by those shows, but clearly like not so vocal that I was like, nope, we're not watching it. Like eventually I came and watched it.
Yeah, no, I thought we were like shitting our pants together. I thought it was an equally like exciting, but like, I don't know, but I also was so scared of it too. I mean, as we talked about in my like, in my ghost like story, whatever, like I was terrified of like it happening to me, but like I liked hearing about it happening to others.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. That's so, just to say, like, you're super into possessions.
Oh, right. That's I'm how not. We got here. I'm sorry. So are you gonna have nightmares? I hope not.
No, I'm getting more used to it with the podcast. Like the podcast is helping me like think through it in a as logical as I can manner, and then I do a bunch of videos and stuff for our socials, so I kind of like look for the information, and it's not scary when you want to learn about it. It's scary when it's forced on you.
Well, I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
I was gonna see, because for the month of October, you know, as we discussed, I have been ungigged, so I've got a lot of free time.
Yeah.
And so for October, I was thinking of maybe doing a little challenge for Astrid, the Forewander, and taking pictures of her around like spooky places.
That'd be fun.
And one of them I was thinking about is like the Hell's Gate, which is, I don't know where it is, but it's supposed to be like the most haunted place in Colorado.
Ooh, could we do it on Thursday so I can go?
Well, yeah, that's my proposition, because I want to take a picture. I'm kind of scared, but like, because it's supposed to be like one of the haunted, and it's also on this highway that's really haunted. And, you know, I was thinking about maybe going, like I said, going for like the gram a little bit, but also we could do some maybe like some ghost hunting. Maybe like I could actually invest in that equipment that I've been wanting to invest in. And
and now we at least know how to record a camera. So we could actually make this like something you guys can see and not just have to hear about.
Yeah. So that's my proposition, but it's going to be kind of scary because it's supposed to be like a really haunted place.
Okay. I'm down. Like, I think we should see how many we could fit in the month of October. I would love to do that.
Yeah. I just want to take some like spooky pics, you know, my car's got to be in it though. Obviously. So there's gotta be somewhere outside.
Yeah, but we could go. Cool. I like that. We could go. What about to the place that you did the Coors? Is that the highway that you're talking about?
So fucking weird. It's not the same place, but I was literally just thinking maybe we could find the bridge that fucking Ad was killed under. Like, that's just well, but then I didn't even say it, but then you said it. Like, why did you say that?
Because we get each other.
Because we're psychic.
Yeah. Because our bond and connection is now crossing over to like the twin level friendship where it's just intense. Happening in both of our brains.
Simultaneously.
Exactly. So, okay. Well, cool. I am totally down. So here is us live action planning it. So keep an eye out for the month of October on Astrid the Forewanderer. I'm sure Leslie and I will also wear like cool outfits and stuff, so we'll probably be in some pictures too.
Maybe. I don't know if I wasn't thinking of my face, but I was thinking more of like ghost hunting. So,
well, that too. Okay, but like I'm just saying like we'll do a little bit of everything, see how the vibe is.
So, but you just said that you were scared, so I just wanted to like, you know, you're gonna be even scareder, so
I'll be good.
Okay,
I'll be good with you, and I feel like you're the only person who can talk me into this stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like I trust it because I'm with you, and then I know if we're freaked out, like we have been many times before, we will get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's a good decision, but I'm just saying like I think it'll probably be fine.
Yeah, so you guys keep an eye out. We'll record it, we'll take pictures, and that's gonna be some extra content we'll give you guys in October
for fun. Okay, and now in case we get possessed, then we'll talk about someone else getting possessed now.
Beautiful segue.
Okay. Beautiful. That's good.
So Leslie, you said that you found, when I asked if you had found like a person or a story, you just said yes. So I'm intrigued.
I mean, I found both. I found a person. I found a story about a person.
Okay.
And I don't think we, so the topic for, or the homework for tonight, it was, you know, just find a random possession and let's talk about it. That was it. That was the only parameters that we had. So I don't think you're going to find the one that I picked. I just don't think so.
Okay. I love when we both set ourselves up for this because I always am like, are there that many stories out there and like we didn't pick or like,
oh, the, I are found we a having bunch.
A twin moment?
No, I found a lot and I just kind of happened. This one like sold me because this guy was for sure possessed and it was like known he was possessed, but like he was supposedly possessed for like a good reason. So the church didn't exorcise him.
Yeah, no, we found different things. Mine's about a woman.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to hear yours because you did such a good job of like baiting me. Like, reel me in, girl.
Reel me in. Okay, so we're talking and we're going back in time to I went for historical. And I said I would be shocked if we did the same one because while I found like a lot of information, I found like the jackpot of all jackpots for podcasters for this information. I looked on TikTok, didn't find anything on TikTok. I looked on YouTube, didn't find anything on YouTube. Like, I found this story on a Wikipedia, which had a list of historical possessions. And I liked his name. And so I
and you just stumbled upon this magical story.
Yeah, and I picked him randomly because I liked his name. And I found a website called thehawthornefalls.com, who then sent me a link to a website called EWTN.com, which is all about Catholicism. And I got to read an entire chapter of historical, like, facts, documents about this guy's possession. I literally found the jackpot of all jackpots.
Oh my gosh, data with actual proof.
I know. Cray cray.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, we can't. The anticipation.
Okay, okay. Anticipation. So we're talking about Anton Gay.
I do love his name.
I just, Monsieur Gay.
Monsieur Gay.
Love him. Monsieur Gay was born on May 31st. May 31st. I was being French.
31st?
31st, 1790. And by historical facts, we know that he was baptized the next day. So I just thought that was interesting to include that he was a baptized person, but he was still possessed.
Well, and what's crazy is he was baptized within a day. Like, that's so old school.
That was like, I mean, it's 1790. So, right, they thought you would go to hell.
I need it now. Yeah.
Without being baptized. So... a little bit of backstory. He was in the military and then he ended up moving to Lyon, France, where he worked as a carpenter. At the age of 46 in 1836, he was accepted into the Abbey of La Trappe de Aiguebelle. I don't speak French. I know I just butchered that. Je m'appelle Belle. I failed French. Sorry. So he was accepted into this abbey as a lay brother, who is someone who has, he basically needs like all of the formal training to become a monk. And so he was accepted at the age of 46, which was kind of late, I guess. I guess most of them had already decided they wanted to be monks like well before they were time they were 46. Because also, don't monks have to be celibate? So
I think so.
Did Anton, was he celibate for his entire life? 46. Or,
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, so he was accepted into to become a monk. But they didn't say how long, but a quote.
What was that? Okay, guys.
Jeez, Louise. Okay, update.
We just had a technical difficulty that to your, you know, has never happened.
Has never happened, ever. We were just recording and all of a sudden my Audacity, which is our recording file, just like completely like circuited out, didn't give me a warning.
Like bright flash, like there was a bright flash of white that went across your face. I literally stopped talking and was like, what happened?
Yeah, my Audacity just like completely turned off. And that's never happened. And then it recovered my entire file, which is like a godsend. That's never that's happened. Never happened.
We would have been, you guys less know. Upset. Yeah.
Literally, you guys know, like, I've heard what happens when we've lost it all.
Yeah.
So then Amber is like, well, that's weird. Like, we're talking about, like, you know, possessions. Mm-hmm. And, like, we keep hearing these weird things. And, like, you know, go ahead.
So I heard a weird noise when, you know, there's pre-podcast where Leslie and I sit and bullshit for like an hour. And I heard something that like made me like physically react because mm-hmm. we were sitting there kind of going back and forth in a story. And I heard something like it sounded like Siri tapping into my headphones. And mm-hmm. right at that moment, Leslie's mic stand had made a noise. So either like mm-hmm. I just wasn't prepared for the noise I heard, or like something weird was going on in my headphones.
All the above.
Yeah.
Well, and my microphone broke. Like my, not my microphone. My mic stand literally broke today. So I'm holding my mic right now. Like a fucking 1990s.
Ducky.
Like a fucking, sorry. Like a fucking 90s news anchor. That's yeah. what I was trying to say. The double nines, the double N's. Sometimes I'm dyslexic. so like that happened. My dogs are being crazy. There's all these weird things.
Your cat rang a bell. About? Your cat rang a bell that right. scared you because you weren't expecting that.
And like, what are we talking about?
Possessions. And what did we have issues with last time we talked about possessions? All of the shit.
Well, and like, I know the demon's name that possessed Anton. I have it written down a lot of times, and I was debating on if I want to say it at all. Oh. I don't know how to say it because I'm assuming it's French.
or Latin. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have his name written down, but we'll see. Anyway, so this is weird. And now there's
that
a bug.
Felt like a threat.
There's a bug that's walking. There's like a fly walking on top of my, like on my monitor right now.
Yeah.
Which sounds weird, right? You're like, okay, you have bugs. I don't have bugs in my house.
Oh, see, we've got two flies that have made their our home, our house their home.
Oh, no. No. I haven't seen a fly in here, a bug in here in forever. Anyway, obviously I'll need to be doing some cleansing here, but we got to get this story. I already did all this research. So can we just keep it together? I'm looking at the collective here. We're safe. All right.
This is her favorite thing to talk about, guys. Like, you gotta just accept her as she is. Stop fighting it. She's gonna talk about it no matter what.
Stop changing me. Okay. So we were talking about Anton.
Yes.
And that he joined.
He was a monk.
That's right. At the age of 46. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then he was asked to leave because of a nervous disorder.
Mm, right.
Which I think was the last thing I said before everything went to shit. So the reason I know all we have all this information is because an author from Lyons, this town, I only know his last name. It's Gruinger, mm-hmm. but obviously he's French, so it's probably way prettier than that.
Mm-hmm.
So he documented all of this shit because he, after reading a booklet written by someone named Victor Destantinet, who they made it sound like I should know who that is. I didn't. but that was published in 1896. And so this book had like documentations from like his doctors, had like records from abbeys, mm-hmm. had like historical documents. So that's how we know everything about Anton.
Yeah.
So his friends took him to, So you went to the abbey and mm-hmm. they said you're kicked out because of a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
his friends took him back to the abbey and asked that they perform an exorcism on him by the time of 1837. I couldn't find out what led him, what he did to lead them to want him to be exercised, mm-hmm. but like they literally went and said, please,
like we already know what the prescription needs to be, we just need you to give it to us.
I just need the doctor.
Yeah.
I just need it prescribed.
Yeah.
And the Monsignor basically of the Archbishop of Lyons, mm-hmm. said that he couldn't be exercised, but that he should be put under medical observation.
Wow.
So he said that, and it's kind of like, at first I just thought I wasn't smart enough, because all these things that I was reading, all these things that I was reading,
it sounded very demonic, like you
must demonic be,
yeah.
No, I'm just dry. It's just fall in Colorado.
Yes.
So everything that I was reading made it sound like these were reasons why they were like, oh, he's not being exercised. Like, they all said, you know, I've been with him at all times, right? We've been at church. Mm-hmm. We've been at mass. He is really personable. Like, he likes to go on long walks. like, literally, and it was like, he all has these no good sign things. Right. He was like, he's handsome, like, LOL. Like, I mean, just like all of these things. Like, there was this long quote from him, and I'm like, okay, great. And they were like, oh, but like, he is possessed, but like, we're not going to exorcise him.
Cause he's a great person.
Yeah. That was literally it. And so, they were like, okay, great. Like, thanks. So they kicked him out.
But also, like, why are the friends annoyed? They're like, all I want to do is sit and eat like fucking Cool Ranch Doritos and watch Twilight, and this guy wants to go on 45-minute walks to get our vitamin D
and talk to monks, and I'm just like, fuck off, Anton.
Yeah, like, let me eat my Doritos.
Exactly. His name's probably not Anton, it's probably French, but I'm American, so
that's okay.
And so basically we end up finding out, like, spoiler alert, the demon that is inside of Anton, because he comes out and he talks a lot. We have a lot of documentation from his demon. He said that at this point he had been in Anton for 15 years. So he probably became possessed while he was at war.
So, like, when he decided he wanted to be a monk, it's because the good demon possessed him and he was like, my purpose.
Well, or like that going to the abbey and like training to become a monk, like, awoke, you know, made him to the point where he couldn't be silent anymore, or something. Mm-hmm. We do end up finding out why he was there for so long, and I do find a reason why he was never exercised, I guess. But okay. And then I've got a theory.
Okay.
He ends up going to like four different monasteries. He goes to this one guy named Father Bernaud, who was the former superior of the monasteries of La Salette. La Salade. So he basically just said, like, they've examined him over three times. Each session lasted over 1 to 2 hours. We consider it very probable that this man is possessed by a devil. Our opinion is based on the following grounds. Number one, he has disclosed several secret things which he has no means of knowing. They didn't say what it was. I want to know what the secret things were.
They're like, we cannot pass this along because it'll ruin
apparently
brains.
Apparently he did like foresee a war that came to like the town or something like that. But he also said there were visible signs of discontent when we pronounced various formulas, which sounds weird, and prayers of the ritual in Latin. As it is undeniable that Gay does not know Latin, we can only attribute these contortions, a bunch of long words, to this higher intelligence. We questioned him.
Oh, they're talking about it like it's an alien, higher intelligence.
Kinda. That's weird. Bro. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I prefer possession.
I just prefer demons. We questioned him several times in Latin. And since the replies were made in French when it was Gay speaking, And then all of a sudden this other person, this other voice would talk, and it had this knowledge of Latin and like higher intelligence. He just said the good faith and virtue and sincerity of Anton are vouched for in numerous testimonies delivered to him by worthy and reliable persons. If these testimonies are true, Gay is not playing tricks. In that case, he must be possessed. but oh they God. Didn't exorcise him.
Because they were like, well, he's just being a good person. So,
well, they said, like, he's got a demon. That's what I don't understand. They're all saying, like, oh, no, he's for sure possessed. But, like, they're not doing anything about it. That makes no sense to me.
It also doesn't make sense because, like, the whole point of a lot of these religions is to talk about demons in a negative way. They're a bad thing. They're a bad omen. So, like, why are they publicizing about a demon who's, like, making him a better person?
Right? That makes no sense.
That goes against the narrative. That
doesn't seem like a demon.
Yeah, that sounds like he was possessed by an angel by their teachings.
Well, showing my demonology nerd, I mean, so demons are fallen angels. That's technically what, that's a good point. Maybe it's just like a demon with a god complex, I guess.
Yeah, or like just the demons who still have, you know, they didn't fall that hard.
Oh, maybe. There you go.
So like they still have their morals, like, yeah. Tapped
he
in.
He must still have a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Anton ends up going to a doctor in 1843. And the doctor was like, no, he's fucking possessed. Like, I don't know what to do with him. Mm-hmm. So he sent him to a different diocese this time. He sent him away from Lyons to a different monastery to his friend, who was friar of Privas. Which sounds fancy. So it was here that Anton was there for 22 days. And I couldn't find any record of it, but he didn't receive an exorcism. We know that for sure. He still didn't receive the fucking exorcism. So from 1844 to 1847, he lived in Lyons and was known to wander around the village, basically muttering strange things and just basically being a nuisance. And he was arrested for being a quote unquote lunatic. And was taken to a really fancy word, which I'm assuming is like an asylum, where he stayed for 3 months and showed no record of formal treatment or an exorcism. Like, he just was there for 3 months and then they let him go after he was arrested for being a lunatic, whatever that means.
Okay.
So it was then that he met Father Marie Joseph Chiron. Who worked for a different diocese, who then took him to his third monastery. At this time, it's 1860, and this father is requesting an exorcism. Now we have a priest that's like, I think he needs fucking help. Mm-hmm. It was denied again, a third time. But this father, Marie Joseph, was like, no, like he didn't think that he was mad. He knew that he was possessed. So he basically just like took care of him. He like housed him.
But still didn't exorcise it?
No. Because you have to get permission. I've learned in this stage of Christian whatever, they had to get permission from the Monsignors at these monasteries to perform these. And that's who was denied.
And that kind of sucks. Well, and that's the kind of sucks that he was in the care of people who listened to that denial instead of like, I feel like if you found like there had to have been one that would have
helped
exorcised him. But I guess I wouldn't note that in my notes if I did that behind the Monsignor's back.
You want a spoiler alert?
Yes.
He never receives an exorcism.
Oh, like we know, like they listened.
Yeah, he never gets an exorcism, which is just really sad. And you think that Marie Joseph is a nice guy, but like, because he did take care of him, which was nice. Mm-hmm. But then he like found another like possessed person, who was a lady named Chiquette. And this, these are not my words. These words that were written in this book that it says Chiquette was a 36. She was dumb. But she was possessed by a devil called, do you want me to say her name?
If you want to.
Called Modeste, who was far from dumb. And so he, so Marie Joseph, I just like that name, took Chiquette and Anton and put them together in a room. And they basically experienced what was called a dispute of extreme violence. And it, they started fighting and sounded like what he described as mad dogs.
Oh my God.
So it was then that Anton's demon introduced himself and said his name. Would you like me to say it?
It's your story. I'm just here for the ride.
His name is, I guess I don't want to assume their pronouns. Their name is Isochron. Basically, Marie Joseph and like these priests tried introducing Chiquette and Anton together, 6 other times. and they all ended in this extreme violence. And, Marie Joseph ends up saying that Anton's demon, I probably won't say his name again.
Yep, that's cool. One's good.
Said that the two were fighting about who was more powerful. And so that's why they couldn't be in the same room together.
Oh.
So after this, it sounds like Marie Joseph felt like he was like a little bit out of his like realm. And so he took Anton to his 4th abbey, which was the Abbey Vianney. And he was instructed to go see the Vianney. He also, he's got a couple of names. It's Cure de Ars, but he was a priest called John Vianney, and he was known as a confessor for his supernatural powers. So that's where Anton, that's his 4th and final monastery that he goes to. And it's there that the demon so they find Anton kneeling at the foot of the statue of the Virgin Mary. They say virgin. She probably wasn't a virgin. Anyway, and he was crying. And this was something that the demon liked to make him do, that he kept making him hold his arms out in a cross kind of thing. And he was reciting this really long, I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs. It's like, oh, Mary, masterpiece of God's work. God has made nothing greater than thee, incomparable creation, admiration of all the heavenly hosts. All honor thee, all obey thee, and acknowledge thee as mother of the creator. Thou art raised above the angels and above all the court of heaven. A lot of just God shit, right? Mary.
Like, it sounds like he's not possessed by a demon, but he's listening to his pastor.
So then he says, Mary, thou hast received in thy virginal womb him who created thee. Thou art virgin and mother, right? Like, just all this like virgin bullshit, weird stuff. Are you okay?
Almost spilled my water bottle. Sorry.
Oh no, don't do that. He just says, if all the inhabitants of the earth should know, if they could understand your tenderness, thy power, thy goodness, not one of them would perish. All that turn to thee in trust. So you're right. Like, I didn't read all this because it really is so long.
It's a lot.
It sounds like a fucking, it doesn't sound like something a demon would say.
No, it sounds like something a priest would say, an angel said one time.
I confess today one of the most solemn feasts of the whole year, that thy divine son compels me to say that this is the most solemn of all feasts. But he did end it saying that he confesses today one of the most solemn feasts of the whole year, that thy divine son compels me to say that this is the most solemn of all the feasts. So it just was this long thing. And I was like, there's no way that they know that that's exactly what he said. This seems too word for word. But I guess his like bestie for the resty, who's this guy named Who's a Lot? I'm not joking. H-O-U-Z-E-L-O-T. Who's a Lot?
I hope that name gains some popularity in 2025.
let's bring that back, you know? I'll put that on the list. Mosia Who's a Lot. So he was like, oh, hold on. Can you like say that again and maybe say that a little slower? He's like, I really want to write this down and get this right. And the demon appreciated it on it. Like, this is genuinely
getting my words. out there.
Yeah. So that's how we know exactly what they said and what this cry, this what this was. So yeah, so it was then that they just were like, okay, so he's good. Like, this is why, like, this kind of explains it. He's under, like, this demon is here for God's duty.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really, like, elaborate what that means, but I feel like he was, like, being punished for something that he did. Like, I feel like he was there to, like, Anton was supposed to, like, repent. Like, he was sent there to punish him for something.
And the punishment was, I'm going to make you a really good person. So I wonder, does that mean, like, Anton was, like, a horrible person?
I mean, he was described as really nice, like, by every other account, but, like, that's what it kind of feels like, right?
Yeah, like, oh, you were, like, that shitty of a person. We're going to make you a good person so that you just have to do the opposite of everything that you naturally want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This one's...
It's weird.
This one's fucked me up.
Yeah. It really should. Basically, so he just kept going to St. John. Like, it's still not done. So he kept going to St. John. And then finally, he yelled at St. John and said, Vianney, you are a thief. You are stealing from us the souls that we have had such difficulty in winning. This is what the demon said to him. And apparently that pissed him off. And he was like, okay, like, now's the time. Now we're going to do a possession. Like, you insulted me. And I guess he, like, did the cross thing over his head. And he did, like, a... you know, like a demon screech.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, we're gonna do this exorcism. So we were real excited, and then it got declined. They said, no, we're not gonna do it. I've got some other things here. I just feel like I've been talking forever. He basically, so this mantra that Anton kept saying, he would say it over 10 times a day, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And Monsieur Huzalat always wrote it down. But it basically just was like, I'm compelled to praise thee. All creatures are compelled to acknowledge thee, acknowledge your power. You have terrible justice. I, the devil's name, or the demon's name, prince of the devils of impurity, and am compelled by him who is everything to see that all of these many things are written down. So yeah, like you said, he was like, just listen to me,
bitch. I just want you to take my story.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so weird. He just doesn't seem like a demon. He honestly, they say he's a demon, but it seems like he's almost like possessed by like
an angel.
God.
Yeah. I was going to say Jesus, honestly.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. just with the cross thing, you know?
Well, and so after it was declined, he went back to Lyons and lived there until his death. And he was 81 when he died, which is a long fucking time.
Jesus.
And the documentation of his death is not great. It sounds like he suffered and he like asked people to like, he like begged people to like give him an exorcism and nobody would. He would try to go to confession. Mm-hmm. This is why I think he was being punished. He kept trying to go to confession and the demon said that he wouldn't let him go to confession until he was exorcised, which doesn't make sense to me.
So I wonder if like, a demon can't be in a body as it's dying. So what if the demon was panicking and was like, get me out of here because if I die with him, like I die with him.
Oh, I bet you're right.
Like I bet at some point every demon has to leave. Like I bet they can't be in a dying person.
Oh my God, I bet you're right. And if Anton had, you know, if we believe in such things, if he had done confession, then he would go to heaven and what would the demon do? He can't go to heaven. He's a demon.
Yeah.
So he would just disintegrate. So of course he wants to be exorcised because he wants to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the church isn't going to do it. Cause they're like, why the fuck would we let you go fuck someone else up? Sorry,
yeah.
Anton.
Yeah. Like the demon dies with you.
Well, that really is terrible.
So it sounds like the demon thought he was playing chess, but he was playing checkers compared to the people who were keeping him in that body until he died.
I just realized that is kind of what it seems like, huh?
Yeah, like the demon thought he was smarter than them. And they were like, Uno reverse, motherfucker.
Well, and then especially because near the end, like they both were like, please, like exorcise me. Mm-hmm. Like both the demon and Anton were like, I want to be exercised and nobody would do it.
Yeah. So we cracked the case.
but then I also don't understand, okay, because the last documentation I have, the last thing I'll end this on, it says that so he died on June 14th and was given a Christian burial. So
because maybe by then they were like, okay, the demon's dead, so you can have your human, like the human form can have what it deserves now that we know the demon's out.
Well, that's fucked up because mm-hmm. they made 81 years. I guess he wasn't possessed for 81 years, but they made 40 years mm-hmm. like terrible. Like they said that he like was so sick. He like couldn't stand. He wouldn't eat. And like they said that the demon would make him stand outside with like his arms and like the cross so for then hours.
Maybe the demon was trying to exercise itself, like trying to do things itself.
He's like,
please,
he's like, come on. Come here. Yeah. So I think we just cracked the fucking case.
I do too.
That's bananas. Yeah. That's bananagrams.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Leslie. That was, you were 100% right in your description. Top tier research. Like literally the pod, you are 100%.
Thank you.
Like your buildup was spot on.
Oh, thanks.
You know, we each, as you said in the beginning, did some research and like mm-hmm. that was so good.
Sorry, it was a little long.
No. It was perfect. We needed all of that information. Like we, like I wouldn't have been able to live without
prominent.
It. Yeah.
Well, we like literally just cracked the fucking case. Yeah. I feel like old moon, old us a little bit. Yeah. Detectives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like we figured it out. So I think that this deserves its own moment. So how about we make this a two-parter and I'll tell you guys my story next week.
Yay. I mean, right now for me. Sorry you guys have to wait next week, but two possessions and one in a row? Like, how lucky are we?
I know. Like, we're...
Lucky.
Leslie's in her prime right now.
I'm so normal. But that, I think that's perfect. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble.
Oh my God, this wasn't just like me like allowing you to ramble. I was literally like so into the story. I had nothing to add.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, good. I can't even take credit for Monsieur Gay's amazing story.
Yeah.
Bless his poor soul. I hope he is in wherever his soul wants to be mm-hmm. and he is no longer suffering.
So. I agree.
And I don't want this demon. I'm not welcoming this demon into my house.
Yep.
So
no, take no crossing any places for us, please.
And I'm not welcoming him into anyone's houses who's mm-hmm. listening.
Yep.
So
yep, I agree with that.
Holy water on all of us. And on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.